A reading from the Gospel of John. Now before the festival of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, he got up from the table and took off his outer robe and tied the towel around himself. He then poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Well, unless I wash you, you will have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who is bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who would betray him, and that's why he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet and he put his robe back on, he returned to the table. And he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me your teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. For I have set for you an example that you should do as I have done. Very truly I tell you, servants are no greater than their master, nor messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Little children, I am only with you a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so I say to you now, where I am going, you cannot come. I will give a new commandment. You are to love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are to show one another love. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Good and gracious God, we come to you now on this Maundy Thursday, asking that your presence meet us here. Open our hearts, O God, so that we might hear a word from you. And Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of each one of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and without a doubt, our Redeemer. We pray this prayer in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I think that it's a little ironic and also a little unimaginable that here we are on Maundy Thursday reading and hearing this story of Jesus foot washing. He actually got so close to the disciples as to wash their feet. And here we are in the middle of a global pandemic that thrives on human interaction and physical contact. And yet we are still here on Maundy Thursday reading this story about Jesus touching the feet of the disciples so that they might be clean. But before I go into the foot washing portion of the story, I think it's important for me to retell what we've just read. So Jesus knows that his time is coming to an end. He knows that the cross is near. And so because he knows this, he decides to gather his friends, to gather the disciples together so that they can have one final meal together. And so he does this, and he prepares the meal in the most hospitable way. And while the disciples are coming over to his home and they're, you know, talking amongst each other, and as the appetizers are going around, I'm sure they're flowing, Jesus decides in the middle of the meal that he's going to get up, leave the dinner table, and go to assume the posture of servitude. He's going to go wash the feet of the disciples. So he gets up from the table and he heads over to the basin, and he prepares himself by taking off his outer robe and then putting that towel on himself so that he can wipe their feet once they're washed clean. Jesus leaves the table and goes to assume that posture of servitude to prepare himself for service. Now, you're probably wondering a couple of things. Why is Jesus washing feet and why in the middle of the meal? Well, that is very, very uncommon at that time. It was not a common practice for folks to wash feet during the middle of supper, but rather you would wash feet before the meal had even happened, before appetizers flowed, before the wine came out, before any bread was broken, feet would be washed. But feet wouldn't be washed by a rabbi or a teacher. They would be washed by the foot washers. So Jesus does something incredibly radical in this scene, right? Not only does he invite the disciples over for a last meal so that they might share it together, he does something in that meal that has never been done before. So Jesus goes over to the disciples and he washes their feet with the water in the basin. And when he gets to Simon Peter is like, "What? Never in my life have I seen a rabbi, a Lord, a teacher wash the feet of his students. Like, this is absurd. You're definitely not going to wash my feet, Jesus." Like, no, absolutely not. Yet, Jesus tells him, "Well, if I don't wash your feet, you have missed the whole point of us doing all that we've done for the last 3 years. The journey that we've been on, all the parables that I've taught you have meant absolutely nothing if you don't get this one point here and now." So Simon, because he doesn't want to be separated from Jesus, is like, "Please, not only wash my feet, but wash my hands and my head." And Jesus tells Simon, "Well, that's not really what this is about. You're still kind of missing the point, but I will wash your feet. And once I've washed your feet, you are made clean. You are cleansed." And from there, after Jesus washes the feet of the disciples, he prepares himself. He puts back on his robe and he goes back over to the table for dinner. And Jesus says to them as he sits down, "Do you know what I've done to you?" And the disciples, kind of perplexed, "You washed our feet?" And Jesus is saying to them, "You don't know now what I've done, but it'll all make sense so soon." And from there, Jesus gives them the new commandment, a commandment that didn't come to abolish the law as they've known it, but it came to enhance it. And Jesus says to them, "You are to love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. And you know how they will know that you are my disciples? They'll know that you're my disciples because you will come in love. Love will be the leading force, and everyone that you encounter will know that I sent you because your love will lead you there." Jesus comes to the disciples as a servant in this moment to wash their feet and to remind them of what love looks like. Jesus does something absolutely radical in that moment. Jesus goes over to the disciples and he washes their feet in the middle of the meal. And you know why Jesus does that? If I can use my theological imagination, I would say that Jesus has to leave them with one final imprint. His benediction can't just be words anymore, but it has to be an act. It has to be something that he embodies so that they might remember what love looks like. So Jesus does something that is totally radical. Jesus does something that goes against cultural norms in his society. He does something that he's never done before, and he interrupts the meal to take the posture of servitude, and he washes the disciples' feet. Now, when I think about feet, I think about feet are kind of strange, right? Some people have like this aversion to feet, like, "Please don't look at my feet." And other people have kind of an obsession with feet. They like their feet out. And most of us, some of us are somewhere in the middle where, you know, feet are just kind of weird and smelly sometimes, but not something that we necessarily think about very much. So Jesus could have done any and everything. Jesus had all power in his hands, right? That's what the text says. And he still does something so simple yet so profound. He goes to wash their feet. And beloved, if we think about our feet, we can think about the places that we've been. We can think about the places that our past has taken us, right? So our feet carry us. Our feet travel with us. Our feet move us in a direction. And the disciples, like us, have walked for a long time. Many, many pilgrimages through many different villages, the disciples have walked, and they have picked up different dirt and dust and grime. And all of that they're carrying in their feet. And Jesus knows. Jesus has been on the road with them, and Jesus knows where they've been. And Jesus takes the time to acknowledge where they've been by washing off the dirt and the grime and the dust of their feet. How many of us, beloved, are carrying around the shame and the dirt and the dust and the guilt of our past? Maybe you're like Simon Peter. I know I've been, where the mere idea of somebody seeing the brokenness of me, to see the pain that I carry, to see the dirt and the dust and the grime that I've carried with me in my life is almost too much to imagine. How could I go to God as broken as I am, with the dirt and the dust and the grime of my past following me, oh God? Who wants to be vulnerable in that way? Peter didn't. And if we're honest, maybe many of us don't want to be vulnerable with ourselves and with others as well. But see, Jesus tells Simon something that he needs to know. Jesus really tells Simon, you have to know when it's time to be a servant and when it's time to be served. Oftentimes, many of us feel like we are to be servants, to do what others need for us to do, and to actually receive some kind of service to ourselves is uncomfortable. That's a vulnerability that we're not willing to engage in. It's easier for me to give of myself than it is for me to receive the love, the radical love of my neighbor that God has put in their heart. So Jesus tells Simon, essentially, there comes a time and a place. There's a time and a place. There's a time to be a servant and there's a time to be served. And you have to learn that if you are going to be my disciple. You have to know that there is a mutual vulnerability that happens. You can't expect for the person that you're serving to be vulnerable if you aren't willing to be vulnerable yourselves. That's the message that Jesus has for Simon. And I think that's the message that Jesus has for us. We have to know when we are the servant and when it is time for us to be served. Our feet carry so much with us, so much memory. You know, actually, there are a lot of religious traditions that say the bottom of your feet hold your body and your soul. Wow. To imagine that your feet are carrying so much of who you are, so much of your DNA, your spiritual DNA, are in those feet because of the roads that you've traveled. But see, your feet don't just represent the past. They also represent where you are. And the fact that Jesus gets down on his hands and on his feet to wash the feet of the disciples goes to show us that Jesus is meeting us not only where we are, but Jesus is preparing us for where we are to go. To wash off that dirt and that grime is to prepare them for what is to come. Beloved children of God, we are in a time right now where Foot washing is not something that we can do. But I think that Jesus's message goes beyond the actual foot washing. The foot washing actually represents this radical love. When you love someone, you're willing to take risks. When you love someone, you're willing to do something that you've never done before. When you love someone, you're willing to go against what society says. When you love someone, Jesus is telling us all that we've done, all of that foot washing, all of that, all of those parables that we've read, all of the sermons that I've given, none of that compares to the love that I have for you. All of those things that I did out of love. Love. Love is how Jesus ties up this whole message. He says to them, you will go out into the world and people won't know you by your looks. They won't know you by the shoes that you wear. They won't know you by the scriptures that you recite, but they will know. They will know that you are my disciples because you will come in love. During this time of isolation, during this time of social distancing, we may feel like we have no love in our lives. For those of us who live alone, even for those of us who don't live alone, but feel alone in our relationships, in our world, in our work lives, it's a challenge. Where we are right now is a challenge. And no, as I said, we cannot wash each other's feet, but we can love one another. We can listen to the pain and the stories of our neighbors to know where they've been. We can meet them where they are so that we can encourage them for the journey. No, we can't wash feet, but we can do some soul washing together if we do it in love, in radical love. Love is the entire reason for this week. Without the radical love of Jesus, nothing about this week would be holy. And so it is my prayer that whatever pain you're carrying, that whatever shame you're carrying, that you are vulnerable enough with someone in your life to share that pain, and to let them wash it away, to wash that dirt and that dust away. And I also pray that as you receive that service, as you receive that love, that you would in turn give it to someone else. Love is the reason for the season. And despite our physical distance, God is still in our midst doing a radical thing. And that's calling us to be radical in love, to be radical in hospitality, to be radical in service and in servanthood. Beloved children of God, love. Love, love. God's love, Jesus's love for us is the reason that this story of foot washing even exists. So don't get too wrapped up in the actual foot washing meaning, right? In the actual physical contact of the foot washing. But know that hearts were changed in that process. And that if we are just willing to open our hearts to hear God's still speaking voice, radical love will change the world. May it be so. Amen.